Welcome to the Possible Podcast, to achieve things you never thought possible. I'm your host, Elizabeth, and here with me is Phil.
Hello out there. Glad you could join us.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Possible Podcast. This week, we are talking about one of our listeners asked, how do you keep a consistent spiritual practice when you don't believe that it's important enough? And Phil and I have been talking about this, and we both agree that you don't. However, this listener listens to the Possible Podcast, so there is a small amount, or there's a part of this person that wants to be consistent with their spiritual practice. So first of all, you have to have some willingness. I actually asked the listener, I said, what is the most important thing in your life? I asked, you know, what are the top three most important things in your life? And this is what I got back: to provide for my family, to keep my child safe from harm, and to run my business successfully and efficiently. I said, okay. And then I followed up with, is there any room for improvement in these three areas of your life? And she emphatically said yes in all areas. And when I said, okay, well, what could you do better to provide for your family? And I got back the response, well, I could pray more. So I was like, okay, we're headed in the right direction. And I think that was the response because ultimately deep down we know that when we've tried everything externally, when we've tried all the human ways of trying to make ourselves better, when we've really listened to everything our mind has to say and our feelings, we really know that's hollow. We do know that's hollow and that there's something greater, there's something deeper, and we're seeking that connection. And that's why I believe any of us even turn to spiritual practice, because we're disconnected and we seek connection. So what do you have to say about that this morning, Dr. Phil?
Thank you, Elizabeth. Well, I have to say that, of course, I always love what you have to say, but anyway, and you're a tough act to follow, Elizabeth. But anyway, so I'll do my best. I believe that one of the things that listener asked was that she wasn't sure that it works. She wasn't sure that it works, and that if she kept, so that stops her from doing it. If you don't believe in your heart that something's going to work, then it is not going to work. It's not going to work at all. So we talked about being with people and looking at people. Elizabeth and I have discussed that before, and some of the things that we've said on our podcast, that some of the wonderful things we've said on our podcast, I might add, is stuff to motivate people to practice, to have a spiritual practice and to better themselves. It's all about bettering yourself. We all want to be better. So if this listener listens to us, of course, but if she sees this working for other people, then she is going to believe that it can work for her. So that is what will make her do it. She's got to have a goal. We all have to have goals. And her goal, obviously, is to provide for her family. Mm-hmm. And to, let me see the list, because you wrote down the questions. Provide for a family, keep a son from harm, and run her business successfully. Well, those are very, very important goals. With those goals in mind, she can do all of those things with God's help. That is extremely important to know, that it absolutely can happen. And just the idea that she asked you, Elizabeth, about those things means that she trusts you and she wants help, and you absolutely can help her.
Mm. Well, thank you, Phil. And I think she gets help from both of us listening to this show. And I understand these are great goals, right? Provide for your family, keep your children, in this case, your son, out of harm, running her business. And there's only so far, in my experience, there's only so far that I can get with success on my own. And it isn't until I surrender completely to the power of being. I mean, the power of being is like no other power. And when we align our thoughts and our actions with that power, there's no stopping what we can do, because there is something so much greater than us coming through, providing. And that's really what provides for us all. I mean, yes, we provide for our family. And yes, we are, you know, the adults make the money and the kids, we feed them. But truthfully, the ultimate source of providing for our needs is something way greater than a job or us individually. So I think the main thing for this listener and anyone else struggling with finding the importance of spiritual practice is to be willing enough to experience it. And you do that simply by watching what your thoughts are happening, you know, what your mind is saying while you go to sit and do a spiritual practice. You sit, let's say, for 2 minutes for meditation, and your mind, after 2 minutes, and this is actually an example that she gave me. She said, after I sit for a few minutes, nothing happened. I feel like nothing happened. It's a waste of time. Now, I would suggest, I asked her, nothing happened to who? And notice where those thoughts are coming from. They're coming from the mind. The mind is the master. And when our mind is our master, life has to have a plateau. It has to have a plateau because the mind is a servant, it's a tool. And once we discover this, that the mind and emotions are tools, wow.
Well, you know, that's well said. You know, that brings me to the thought of that Chinese saying, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. So she's taking the first step, and she has a worthy destination, worthy goals. She wants to provide for her family. She wants to keep her son from harm, and she wants to run her business successfully so that she can do that to help her family, help herself, and help other people. And that's what it's all about. This listener had great goals and great goals. So she can start doing that. Just the idea that she has started, something is happening. That's all it takes. She's in the act of doing. She's an act of being that Elizabeth talks about. So yeah, it's got to be successful because she's gone for a worthy goal.
Yeah, good point. So I think that's all we have on this topic. If you have a question, please feel free to email us or comment below. We look forward to hearing from you and answering your question. Thanks for joining us on the Possible Podcast.
Bye. Join our community by commenting and letting us know what you think.
You can find The Possible Podcast by going to thepossiblepodcast.com.
Okay, that's it.
Over and out.